These cross-country world championship races will begin January 21st next year, ending 12 days later. Cable Chamber of Commerce Director James Boland says this means filling hotel rooms from Ashland to Glidden to Hayward and some big league publicity, too.
Competition of this level will be seen in about 170 countries, 350 press from around the world here covering the event, about 12 days of competition. It's history in the making, so it's exciting. There's a lot of work that needs to be done, but it's exciting to think about what's going to happen over the course of the next year.
Boland says they've been working for 2 years to bring the International Paralympic Committee Nordic World Championships to Cable. They'll use trails on the now-closed Telemark Lodge property. Central Cross Country Ski Association Director Yuri Gusev says those trails are a big reason Cable landed the event.
There's a nice, good, interesting open areas, and there's a big climb with Telemark Mountain. And there's a wooded, really nice wooded trails. And yeah, so it's, I think it's a variety.
Gusev says the caliber of skiers will be the same as in the Sochi Olympics next month.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. It's pretty much will be the same level of competition here as it will be in Russia and Sochi.
The World Championship competition won't conflict with the American Birkebeiner cross-country ski races, which are held in late February between Telemark and Hayward. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.